Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ravens off the bye and back on the practice field. Everybody practicing except for Tavius Robinson, who's going to go on the IR, and Lamar Jackson. With that, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So in a normal week, there wouldn't be practice viewing on a Monday. Lamar not out there today. With that, where's your level of confidence that he will be out there on Wednesday?
I get asked me in about half an hour. I was probably half expecting him to be out there today. I saw, you know, not to read too much into the social media dealies, but I think I saw that he, you know, was shared on the Instagram story of, you know, his trainer, personal trainer down in South Florida. So that gave me some optimism that he reached a point where he would be able to at least do some limited works, at least do some limited reps out there working today, but I guess not. Obviously, your point about the fact that this is all getting magnified because they are practicing Monday when they normally wouldn't is a little bit worrisome, but it's definitely not a good sign considering what it's been close to a month now that we're getting up on the second. Sorry.
Oh, the band's playing.
Are you at a football game?
He's at practice, I think.
Hello?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no, that's cool. Oh, do they have like the, is that like the Ravens band practicing? Or?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Very, very festive. I'm guessing you paid at least a little bit of attention to the Bears-Saints matchup. I know this is one that some people out there have on a list of, you know, easy, relatively easy wins. Vegas has them favored by almost a touchdown. Does this strike you as a potentially sticky wicket at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Despite the line being what it is, I don't think I'm going to pick the Ravens to win a game. I don't think I'm going to pick them to win this game. I don't think it's hard for me to pick them to win any game until I actually see them do it. Just I've lost so much trust and faith in this whole operation, and you know, just to drill down on one aspect of this game, like I think the Bears have had three of their best run game performances basically of like the past 10 or 15 yes. years in the past month or so. And what am I still doubtful about the Ravens' ability to do? Stop the run.
Yeah.
Especially with no Tavius Robinson, especially with, you know, a Kayvon Rucker or Malik Cam or some other Jag coming in to be the fourth outside linebacker here. It doesn't inspire you with confidence. And I know that, you know, Caleb being who he is and the off target rate being as high as it is, maybe that lends itself to the kind of interceptions and turnovers that the Ravens desperately need. But this just feels like a spot where I'm very surprised that it is a 6.5-point spread. Cause I just don't feel like based on what the two teams have showed the past month that's representative of where these teams are at.
We're talking to Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's go down a little rabbit hole here for a second. Assuming Lamar doesn't practice on Wednesday, and that probably makes it a little bit unlikely that he plays Sunday. Is it Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley who starts Sunday, in your opinion?
Man, I guess it would be Huntley. It's tough. I think John's backed into a little bit of a corner where he has to make some tough personnel decisions just to keep the vultures from circling on this team. You know, you have to make a change along the offensive line, or you have to make a change at quarterback, just do something to put, you know, a stick of dynamite in this team, shake something up. I keep coming back to just like John Harbaugh wants this offense to stay on schedule. And does that mean that he feels more comfortable with Cooper Rush doing with his limitations as an out of structure guy and some of the questionable decision-making that he's made? Or do you put your faith in Tyler Huntley, who, you know, had what, 3 carries for over 30 yards in that game against the Rams, but also sacked what, 3 or 4 times in less than a quarter of action? I mean, like the one thing you cannot do if you want to have successful drives is take sacks. And Cooper Rush has not taken sacks, but he's also not done a whole lot else well. And one thing that Tyler Huntley continuously does poorly is take sacks. So maybe, you know, him getting some more game reps, him getting more acclimated to the game speed would help him cut down on those things. But I just think for both players, you kind of are who you are at this point in your career. And it really just comes down to, you know, which guy, I guess, does Todd Monken have the most faith in and being able to operate this offense.
Do you think we see a reconfigured offensive line? Do you think we will see? We've in years past, when the defense was broken, right? We definitely saw personnel changes, and I don't know that they have that many, you know, cards to play on that side of the ball. But do you think we start to see some noticeable differences with offensive personnel beyond just, you know, hopefully Lamar and Ricard coming back from injury?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should. I guess you could argue that George Warhop kind of backed Harbaugh into a bit of a corner, even more than what he's already been in, because of the fact that he said that he feels like Voorhees and Lely have improved every single week, when obviously the tapes and the stats and everything else suggest that is not the case. But, you know, you got to change something. I mean, I think probably the most, just to kind of go on a bit of a tangent, I guess probably the biggest indictment of the depth of this group is, like, you see teams around the league leaning into these 6 offensive line sets that the Ravens even did last year with Josh Jones, who they obviously lost to Seattle, and they just have not had the faith to go and do that as basically their Pat Ricard replacement. So it's a little bit worrisome that they don't have the faith in, you know, Ben Cleveland or a Nope Boom when Stanley's already out there, or Corey Bullock, just to give this run game some more oomph, especially against teams that tend to play light. So I think we probably should see some change. I guess we'll get a better sense when we have better eyes on practice where that will make a change. But I think at this point, after the kind of whiffs that Filele continues to stack on camera, it's probably more likely him than Voorhees.
Jonas, you alluded to Warhop, and I know you're not a columnist, you're a beat guy, but we played a lot of the audio from Tuesday, and it felt like we were like in an alternate reality. That like they're 1-5, and they're telling us everything's okay. Like, you're there listening to it in real time. Was it surprising, some of what you heard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think every bit of it was surprising. It's, you know, you can kind of pick and choose which assistant coach you had the big, who gave you the biggest LOL moment. Was it like Tavius Robinson being compared to some of the best guys in the game at whatever he was doing? Is it that Voorhees and Filele are continuing to improve? Is it that like the running that the Ravens feel like they've run the ball well in every game but 2? I think that was another Warhop quote. It's just one thing after another. And, you know, I get obviously that, you know, these guys need to be, they might feel the need to protect some of the confidence and the self-belief in some of these guys. But then, you know, you also hear that Zach Gore is a guy who will tell guys what they need to hear. And if you are telling them what they need to hear, then what is the point in kind of obfuscating the truth at these pressers through either Zach Gore's microphone or through the microphone of his other guys? So there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance there that I'm still trying to kind of wrap my head around.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a credibility gap. Like, last week, I just felt like, I mean, you guys are hearing it in real time. Like, it was like sort of the March of the Gaslighters. Like, Chuck, you know what I mean? And I like Chuck Smith. I really like him. Yeah. I like his personality. Yeah. Like, but my God, like, the hyperbole. I mean, he's the one telling us Zach Orr was walking on water this summer. Like, You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And then Zach Orr and then Warhop.
T. Martin telling us the backup quarterback's
Harms,
playing good
it's
ball.
A great opportunity. Like, I do sort of wonder sometimes, like, I know what you present outwardly is not what you think all the time inwardly, but were you watched, like, throughout those 3 days where they brought people in before they shut it down, was there a part of you that was just like, enough already? Like, we actually are watching these games. Like what are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously you try to respect these guys. You try to respect the positions that I put in. You try to respect this whole operation. But, you know, like one of the questions that I asked of Pagano was basically like, what do you make of the rough start to Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey's season? And, you know, he acknowledged that they are, you know, kind of had some ups and downs, but he expressed full confidence that they'd be able to come back because they're both accountable and, you know, they know what's going on. It's like, well, I guess they could be accountable inside the building, but none of those guys has really been as regular a locker room presence after games or during the season as your notion of accountability might suggest. So it is just trying to, you know, keep two things, trying to wrap your mind around two things, you know, being – you're just trying to reconcile what you are seeing and what you're hearing, and it's tough to do. And obviously, you know, this PR staff is kind of in uncharted waters here with the season going off the rails as early as it has. And maybe that has just kind of raised the DEFCON levels to unforeseen levels. And that's kind of had a trickle down effect on how they want the coaches to talk, but it is very disappointing, I think. And I think everyone who's a self-respecting Ravens fan who bothered to listen to those interviews on Tuesday came away shaking their head.
Let's finish with this and something we're going to tackle next segment, and that's the Kyle Hamilton of it all. And what do you think he could or should be doing more as we move forward here on this defense?
That's a good question. I think, I guess if you want to be optimistic, you can say that him being there next to Roquan could rekindle some of that 2023 synergy, you know, that maybe part of the reason why, I guess it didn't really do a whole lot for Roquan in the first half of last year when Kyle was playing more closer to the box and they were relying on those three safety looks. But, you know, I think you just have to be careful about how you use him. You want him to be instinctive. You want him to, you know, he's such a smart player on picking up on tendencies. And like when a guy goes to motion, he's able to time those blitzes just incredibly well because he's so savvy and he's so, you know, deep in the weeds about that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, they have to ask him to play in coverage. I think they have to ask him to cover the middle of the field. That was something that they did really well against the Rams. You know, it was like a huge, huge worry for me if I were the Ravens about protecting the middle of the field, and they did a much better job of it on Sunday. And I attribute part of that to Kyle Hamilton, but we'll see.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Buddy,
we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'll end you with the music of the band right here. All right? You can
we love it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Hey, when we come back, the question we just asked Jonas, we will tackle ourselves. What could and should Kyle Hamilton be doing more as this season moves forward? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Here on the Fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get back to that. I mean, I think that you see we were able to do some things with Kyle, and I think that benefited us. I mean, he's a beast, and offenses really have to account for him. So, you know, now we can use that to our advantage. We can make offenses predictable of where they're going to slide and where they're going to run the football. So that helps us out a lot. And credit to K-Ham, man. He hasn't played at the nickel position or dime position. It was funny. He was talking in about what since week whatever last year, so it's been a long time. But I mean, he's, like we said, he's a unicorn. He's a smart player. He stepped in Wednesday and kept it going throughout the game, so that definitely helps us out a lot.
So that was Zach Orr talking last week and talking about how happy he was with the way Kyle Hamilton played. Aloe Gilman gets acquired for Adafe Owe, and they're able to put Hamilton closer to the box. And while he wasn't a playmaker, he was making plays near the line of scrimmage. So with that in mind, what could and should we be expecting from Kyle Hamilton moving forward?
More impact, more tangible moments that affect the tenor of a football game. Maybe not for good. Maybe not like, oh, wow, he made that play and here come the Ravens and they win the game. But like, this defense cannot get stops, period. He needs to be wrapping people up at or behind the line of scrimmage. He needs to be anticipating passes, screen passes. They can be short passes. He can be in the box. But he needs to be affecting the football while it's being carried, while it's in flight, with far greater regularity than we're seeing so far. They have set up a team that appears to be collapsing without their do-everything defensive tackle, Nnamdi Matabike. They went out and traded one of the few guys they have who has some pass rush in his game. He's not a pass rusher, but he's got some sacks. To get a safety to allow them to use Kyle Hamilton as freely as Mike McDonald did. I would say that's something that could have been addressed in, you know, March, sure, when Darius Washington got hurt, but what do I know?
Good question.
So there are no real excuses for anybody, and he got paid. He got paid top dollar. And let's face it, looks like they kept Marlin a year too long. Wiggins is a nice football player. He's yet to really get his hands on the ball, and he's my size. So there's going to be injuries. There's going to be the frame is what it is. I don't know why Jair Alexander is still on this football team, but that's a nothing burger. The rookie free safety looks like a rookie free safety. The secondary that was supposed to be the best in the league, it ain't even the best in the division. Like, it ain't even good. So, yeah, this guy's got to make plays. It shouldn't all fall on him, but I don't know that anybody could have any faith in Roquan doing a damn thing. So there are other $20 million defender, and I know Marlon makes that kind of money as well. But again, Marlon's towards the tail end of his career. Marlon wasn't really a playmaker except for last year.
Yeah.
And Marlon's had trouble staying healthy, and Marlon's been picked on. So no, Kyle Hamilton needs to flash. He needs to stand out. He needs to be the best player on their defense. Series in, series out. He needs to be one of the three, four, five best football players playing on any Sunday or Monday or Thursday on both teams that he's a part of. He needs to look like someone who people, not fans, not people hoping, but people reasonably and rationally expecting as someone who could get defensive MVP votes on a fairly, you know, consistent basis. He needs to look like that guy. And I'm sorry that the people around him aren't what they're supposed to be, but that's the roster they built. He needs to play like best of breed.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. He needs to be the best player on defense and one of the five best players on the football field, period. End of story. Like, he needs to be a guy that you notice every single week, a guy who is making plays. By the way, this is just coming from the Castle. Harbaugh on Lamar Jackson wouldn't comment on whether Lamar Jackson will practice Wednesday. Asked if he's still confident Jackson will play Sunday. Harbaugh said, same answer.
Yeah. Color me a little suspicious.
So that's if you're just tuning in, everybody practicing today for the Ravens except for Tavius Robinson, who's going on the IR, and Lamar Jackson. Everybody else practicing.
Well, I mean, look, and we can quibble about how meaningful this practice was or whether it was a really real practice or not. As garbage as this football team has looked, I think they could use their field general.
Yes.
Practicing with them as much as possible, especially considering he hasn't played in 2 weeks and they're coming off of 4 days where everybody was giving off.
Jason, it's Monday. They usually don't practice on Monday, so I'm not going to get too antsy yet, but I'm starting to get those vibes from a few years ago where, remember, we thought he was coming back every week and then he never came back, to the point that Tyler Huntley started a playoff game.
Yeah. Like, it'd be far better to have him practicing than not. And a lot of guys who are coming back from injury appear to have at least done something in this practice. So,
no injury report today. So we won't even know what they.
Right. No, it's not. You know, it's not ideal in a season that's gone horribly awry. That is less than ideal, and these are injuries that are very easily aggravated. And they've painted themselves into a corner to where every snap matters, because they lose this football game Sunday, and you would have to run the table to even have a chance.
Ravens start practicing in earnest this Wednesday, getting ready for the Bears. We shall see if Lamar Jackson is on the practice field come Wednesday. If not, it's probably Tyler Huntley for Sunday, alas. We'll get to that when we get to it. But coming up next, Maryland. We won't be talking a lot of Maryland football probably moving forward, because they can't seem to win games of late. They started 4-0, they're now 4-3. Time for some necessary roughness on the Terps next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Disappointed, but can tell you, not discouraged. You know, we've lost three Big Ten games by a combined, I guess, 10 points the last 3 weeks. And here's what I'm going to tell you so that your questions, you can gear them however you want. I'm not going to ask what is the issue or why this keeps happening. I'm not going to ask why. Why is a victim question? And I'm not a victim. I'm going to ask what we need to do, what I need to do. To get us to be able to finish these games. And to me, that's a growth mindset that this team has. And I promise you, that's where we are. That's how I'm coaching them. That's what my job will be the next couple of next week with the bye week coming upon us, is to not say why. We're not victims, but what we can do.
Jason, I'm sure your kids have seen that, Spider-Verse movie where there's like multiple universes with Spider-Man. And there's probably a Spider-Verse where this team is 7-0. But guess what? The only one that matters is the one we're in. They were 4-0. They've now lost three straight games, and he can call them victims what you want. They can't figure out ways to win games, so they're now 4-3 with Indiana looming a week from Saturday.
Well, I mean, look, the why, I think it's pretty obvious the why. The coordinators have both crapped the beds at critical moments of these games. They commit penalties. And look, their judgment calls, and I think this targeting rule is out of control in college, but it's 15-yard penalties that crush them in critical moments. It's not activating the quarterback's legs and forcing him into predictable dink and dunk plays that get other players hurt and blown up, that lead to no yak because everybody can see these telegraph screens. And it's high traffic areas, and it's high risk and little reward. It's not enough play action deep shots. It's kids running on the field, off the field, on the field, off the field, because there's confusion on the defensive sideline about who's doing what. It's attrition at times. It's them running out of players because of injuries and because of targeting penalties. I mean, it's the same. It's a lot of the same stuff. It's highly problematic, and I think it has to lead to probing macro level questions about this coaching staff.
Well, let's hear from Mike Locksley, and he was asked what he needs to do to prevent another blown loss like this.
Yeah, if I was to use the word why again, I'm not a victim. It's what I need to do to get us to finish, and I promise you, we spend a lot of time trying to answer the what. Part of it is getting all three phases to play. Play complementary to where we complement each other. That helps us. Didn't help those three starters in the fourth quarter again today, which, you know, for a second week Chicago called in and I'll lose a player because of not the flag on the field, but coming from Chicago. And I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, but it's one of those things that I'll keep asking what I have to do, how I need to coach, what the position I have to put us in practice to teach us and let us learn from these tough 3 weeks that we've had.
That was interesting because he talks about not being a victim and then he starts complaining about the targeting rule. Like, now, granted, I don't love the targeting rule either, but it is what it is. It's going on all over college football. You can't call yourself, say, I'm not going to be a victim and then start complaining in the same answer.
I don't like the rule. I think it's too draconian, but
very punitive.
It exists, and it's worked against them. I felt like the it was the same kid on UCLA who drew both penalties, and I thought he lowered his head egregiously the second time, and at least a little bit the first time. And I really don't know what these kids who are younger than NFL players, and NFL players have difficulty handling this. I don't know what they're supposed to do at certain times. But, like, we've also seen roughing the passer calls that have been sort of over the top. We've seen this team undermine itself with penalties. And at times it was special teams. Like, it's not even just defense. It's not even just targeting. I just hope inside those buildings that they're not banging on these kids, that they're – reaffirming to these kids that we are four or five plays away from being 7-0 and a top 15 team in the country. And I hope they're taking accountability of the things that they could have done in all these games to put them in better positions to succeed. And I think there's blame for that to go around. And I watched the way they attacked the UCLA quarterback, who was obviously pretty mobile, and said, where the hell was that against Washington when they were backed up deep? You could have maybe, you should have won that game. If you even had enough players on the field for the 3rd and 10, you might have won that game, in which case this wouldn't be snowballing like this.
Ben, you got some thoughts?
On the targeting. Shalik Knotts
got his mic on.
The targeting. Shalik Knotts got his head taken off last week against Nebraska. They don't even look at it.
Yeah.
And Lox talks about it in there. He gets his head taken off. They don't even review it, which...
No.
Crazy. You get hit in the chest, it's reviewed nowadays. That's how much they stop college sports, and then college basketball's coming up soon. We'll have 3-hour games there.
Yeah.
But no, they don't even look at that. And then you have people from Chicago calling in this week, throwing guys out left and right. The officiating is the reason that Maryland's blown 3 straight games, but it is wild just every single week you deal with this. And Locke said that he talked to the conference, and all of that was done, and then you still have the issues.
The targeting thing is so bizarre to me. Like, I remember watching Oregon-Penn State a few weeks back, and a player got destroyed.
No call.
And they reviewed it and said no targeting. I was like, if that's not targeting, then what is targeting? So let's hear one more from Locke. How would he assess how his freshman quarterback Malik Washington played?
It was so hard to say based off of just the emotion of coming off of another tough loss to evaluate him. I will say this, we didn't make enough plays on offense, whether it's Malik, the receivers, the running backs up front, when we need to run the ball. And to me, that's the part where when I say, what do I need to do? We need to get it watched, figure out the things that we can do to kind of keep us on time with the 4 yards on first and second down, which allows us to stay in third and mediums where I thought we played pretty well in the third down situations.
23 of 48 for 210 yards, a touchdown, and a pick.
He didn't have it early. The footwork was off. He was throwing off his back foot. He wasn't really planning. He wasn't really following through. The touch wasn't there. He was throwing behind everybody. And you know what? It was a close enough game that you could have just played the field position game, even if it was 3 runs and you bleed 3 minutes off the clock and you have to punt. So be it. It's better than throwing medicine balls in the slot 2 yards downfield that are going nowhere, and they're stopping the clock, and they're keeping your team, which did have to travel out there, on the field for 4.5 hours. It didn't make sense to me. And the defense needed a spell at various times, and there seemed to be a disconnect between offensive play calling and defensive play calling. And Malik still rallied to have the one great drive at the end, but he looked like a freshman quarterback. And Ben, I know we were texting during the game. It did not feel like Pep and Lox were seeing this for what it was and just trying to run 5-7 more plays than them and try to win this game 10-9 if we have to.
It's like you said, it's in time where we all see it. Clearly their defense sees it. Everybody sees it. And it's I don't know. But this is the 3rd straight week of this. Like, it feels like the adjustments or lack thereof, it's super concerning. And even more concerning with that, when you have this young of a team, it's crucial that both sides of the ball, these coaches, have these guys in the right spots or setting these guys up for success. And this is like a glaring issue. But the younger guys, they've played so well. It's hard to fathom.
So the good news is they have a bye now to start maybe fix some of this. The bad news is Lox is 0-10 coming out of a bye. And Indiana is looming, and they're the number 2 team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they, there are no moral victories, yada, yada, yada. If they manage to keep that remotely close, that'll be a feather in their cap, and maybe that can get people to buy in. I think they're running into a buzzsaw there, and that's going to be what it's going to be. They tend to play Michigan close. I don't know if that's going to happen this time, but I guess it's possible. You know, Sparty, that's a winnable game in Ford Field. I don't know what that'll be like. But it's a shame because this season really could have been the one where the program turned the corner and they planted their flag. And it's anything but that. And it feels like it's going to be, as young as these kids are, and frankly, as ill-equipped as these coaching staff has seemed to be to put them in positions to succeed, I have a hard time thinking that this doesn't keep slipping down the slope.
Well, that's the worry. Because they're so young, there is this potential for this thing to go completely sideways.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's going to be hard to top this. When you lose three straight games you should have won in the fourth quarter, and you do it at home twice, and then you do it on the road, like getting blown out or, you know what I mean, losing a game you should have won, unless you lose it in this heartbreaking of a fashion again, I don't know that it's going to sting quite like this. But and they've got, as a organization, as a program, they're going to have to thread a needle, perhaps, in trying to figure out, can we do things at the coaching level and still keep these young players, true freshmen, who they've done an incredible job of getting here, can they keep them here? Is this leadership going to be able to make the progress with them that we all think is possible?
Northern Exposure coming up next. We'll take a look. Are the Bengals a team to fear? And what did we think of the Cleveland Browns blowing out the Miami Dolphins? It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan. We start looking back to Thursday night, and the Bengals beat the Steelers 33-31. After the game, former Raven quarterback Joe Flacco was asked if he ever thought he'd experience something like this again.
I didn't feel like it felt like I might not, to be honest with you. You know, it's pretty special.
Does that enable you, like, does you let that sink in? Like, does a night like this
give you that? Yeah, for sure. When I talk to my family and, you know, we're laughing about this and just, you know, yeah, that'll be a reminder, because I got so many people at home, you know, not only, I mean, my kids, obviously, my wife has been doing this with me for so long now. My wife and, like, my siblings and my dad and my mom, like, we're all still so invested in this. So when you talk to those people, and they're probably, like, one of their biggest emotions is probably relief, you know, like, oh my gosh, the game's over, we don't have to watch that anymore, and like hang on to the edge of our seat. And then also that turns into excitement. So like, I can't wait to talk to my wife tonight and just hear it in her voice and all those things. And talking to those people reminds you of how special this is. Yeah.
So the battle of 40-year-old quarterbacks won by Joe Flacco, threw for 342 yards and three touchdowns. He's got arguably the best tandem of wide receivers in the National Football League with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. So the Bengals sitting at 3-4. Are you starting to think you might be fearing the Bengals?
I think you have, look, when they are able to get the offense going in a high octane manner, it has to get your attention. And really, we've talked a lot about Flacco, and rightfully so, and it's an amazing story in the battle of the 40-year-old quarterbacks. They ran for 100 yards in the first half.
Yeah, Chase Brown.
I don't think
nice
that's because of Flacco.
Yeah.
So whatever, and it, you know, the offensive line finding some passion, dedication, like maybe they made some adjustments to how they were using Brown. I know they did swap out a little bit of personnel, but it wasn't wholesale and sweeping. That was kind of staggering. I thought they could play Pittsburgh twice and not run for 100 yards total. They ran for 100 yards in the first half. And that's obviously, that was before the Flacco bootleg.
Yeah.
So Joe was adding nothing to that.
No.
So, like, is that fairly sustainable? It's obviously an indictment of the Steelers, but,
yes,
like, it takes two to tango. If they can hold on to the ball just a little bit and tap into the explosion that they possess on offense, then it will make them a tough out. Will they still lose a bunch of games? Yeah. Are they going to the playoffs? I don't think so. But that's what I expected it to kind of look like with Browning. Like, not quite that robust, but a team that would hit you on the counter, that would come up with an explosive and shock your system and stay in games and punch back. Obviously, they have to keep Joe Flacco healthy and upright,
yeah,
which might not be super easy. But everybody in this division's got better record than the Ravens.
Yes.
It's not just like you got one team to jump. You got three teams to jump. Now, the good news is you get to play them all again.
Yeah.
You got to play the Browns and for the first time in the case of the others. The bad news is there's a stretch coming up where you play them three times in a row, including potentially double Flacco's.
Yeah, that's the first time the Ravens have been in last place in week seven since 2015. And let's take a look at the Browns here, Jason. The Browns, the Dolphins stink, but they beat them 31-6 yesterday. Yeah. Quinshon Judkins had 84 yards and three touchdowns in this game. Is this more about the Dolphins just being a disaster, or do you give the Browns some credit here? Where are you?
I mean, we're only the week before that they had Dylan Gabriel throw 50 plus times and they wanted to run him out of town. You know, Stefanski was on the hot seat and understandably so. They're going to ride this running back. The offensive line is more equipped to run block, I think. And Gabriel's got limitations, but like that was a weather game. Swirling winds, everything else, and their quarterback found a way to be better than the other team's $60 million quarterback, which, you know, I don't think Tua is long for there, and obviously the head coach isn't either. Like, the Browns found a way against the Packers. The Browns took care of business yesterday, and the Browns' defense keeps them in most games.
Yes.
I don't know when Njoku's coming back. They could really use 12 personnel. Day-to-day. They could really use 12 personnel with this particular quarterback who's not going to push it deep downfield, you know, to either sideline to an outside receiver. If they can get the two tight end attack going and they're running the ball much better now than they were the last time the Ravens faced them, I don't believe in that quarterback. I think at some point they're going to have to go to Shedeur Sanders because he's got more of an NFL arm than this kid. But They're especially at home, they're not going to be a pushover.
But I want to ask you one question about Miami before we step out, and that is the fact, are you surprised they didn't fire McDaniel today?
Stunned.
Because here's the reality. If he's coaching next week, that means he's coaching against the Ravens.
Before Thursday night.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? They quit on him.
I think the way he handled Tua's benching and the way he talked about it, I think he's daring the billionaire to pay me to go away and let me play with my kids. Let me dress them up for Halloween, and then we got Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas. And then, you know, you're still going to have to pay me this salary because I'm going to go work for Shanahan for a couple million bucks. And then the difference, the five, I don't know what he's making, he's probably making $6-7 million, you're going to pay me the difference to go be Shanahan's run game coordinator again. And I'll go to the playoffs with him. And you'll be miserable with your new coach. And I think the owner, I think it's getting personal there. And I think the owner was like, oh, really? Well, maybe I'll just make you wear this. Maybe I'll make you earn these paychecks. Now, again, it's not helping anybody. It's a lose-lose situation.
Nah, yeah.
It's a broken locker room. It's a broken front office. It's a broken coaching staff. And it's an owner who hasn't gotten anything right since he's owned the team. I mean, this is the same. The one guy in a league where everybody tampers and gets away with it. He brings Tom Brady on his boat and gets caught.
Yes.
You know, he's caught up in the Flores lawsuit. Like, I mean, he's a bit of a bumbling fool. Look, the Dolphins will suck into perpetuity. Doesn't matter who the coach is, but this guy's not an NFL head coach.
Coming up next, Cordell Woodland. You heard him earlier with Vinny. He was out at the Castles, the Ravens practice in an open locker room today. We'll get his thoughts on Lamar not practicing. What was said in the locker room? Cordell joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.